You are listening to yet another one of the fine members of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Find more of the member shows over at techpodcasts.com.
Welcome to Tech Webcast, Australia's leading technology show. Download our iPhone app, www.techwebcast.info. Welcome to episode 122 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on 16th of April 2011. Today's hosts are Brad, Jason, and Dylan with Lee and Aaron. How's it going, Brad?
Hello, Jason. What's going on, mate?
What's going on? All right, I told you in the pre-show that I was going to have a bit of news for you.
Go ahead.
So here's an announcement for you. Tech Webcast is now available on the Tech Podcast Network, Blip TV, iTunes, YouTube, Boxy Box, Popcorn Hour, and the Roku Box.
Wow.
Just got approved this week.
Good stuff, mate.
We're going to be everywhere.
Congratulations.
Good stuff. Can't believe it. Can't not believe it. Great stuff, mate. I am in shock.
Yeah.
Penetrating millions more households and getting millions more listeners. And maybe one day we'll pass up Leo Laporte. Probably not.
So Brad takes on Leo. Well, no. One of those celebrity boxing matches or something.
Well, Jason, you do all the hard work making the video, mate. So all the rewards go to you, mate.
Thank you.
And that's great news. Great news.
With all that video, you know, it's just what they need to get onto all these networks. People don't listen to just audio on Boxy Box, Roku, Popcorn Hour, and stuff. But once you got the video going, they'll watch you everywhere.
Hell yeah. All right, so what else has been happening? Any tech news or
news? I'll let you introduce the other hosts and then jump into some tech news.
All right, cool, mate. Now, we've got Aaron from Oz Tech News. Hello, Aaron.
Hello, mate. How's it going?
You're back again on the Tech Webcast. Also, Lee from TechLuster.com. What is up, Lee?
Not a lot, champ.
And how are you enjoying TechLuster, mate?
I'm loving it. It's great to be co-hosting with yourself and Bo every week and chatting to the fine people of this tech world about all these new technological gadgets that we get to play with.
Good stuff. And also, I actually record episodes on Thursday with Bob in the UK. He wants to come back on, so we're doing episodes each Thursday with Bob. That's good.
Awesome.
Stay tuned for that. And also, Dylan, what's up, mate?
Hey, Brad. How you doing?
I'm going well, mate. What's the news for you, with you?
Oh, not a whole lot. I do, if anyone out there that listens to this show also follows my content, if you're interested, I have a YouTube, an iPhone application coming out soon. I can't talk tonight. But I am officially getting an iPhone app. It should be out in the next 3 to 4 weeks. It will be free. And I don't know what I'm going to name it yet. I need suggestions, but I want to come up with a cool name. It's going to have videos from all my YouTube channels. You can easily get to those and view the live stream and the blog from within the app as well. Other than that, I don't know if I mentioned on this show or not, I got YouTube partner, so there's some news.
Yay, good on you.
Sweet. Congrats.
Trying to focus a lot more on YouTube for now.
You could call the app Combs TV or something.
Yeah, oh, DCL. Yep.
Either
those
the Combs app.
Yeah, the Combs.
But yeah, we'll just name it Combs. That's it, just Combs.
Keep it short and sweet, simple.
Yeah.
You'll be getting reviews on your app product page saying, this had nothing to do with fixing my hair. I'm sorry, but I had to uninstall it.
Yeah. Download Combs now. Disclaimer, may not actually affect your hair in any way.
You'll need to put that definitely. It's like when the iPod Shuffle came out and it was shaped like the chewing gum. And they had a disclaimer in there, please don't eat this.
Hmm.
No, you know, now I think of it, I might actually use that name because my domain is combs.tv, so why not just, I don't know, maybe it'll be Combs TV, something like
good
that.
Stuff.
But anyway, iPhone app will be out. Hopefully it will be universal. If it's not, because I'm not completely sure, then we'll do an iPad app too.
Good stuff,
mate.
We
look forward to checking it out.
Yeah, same. Can't wait. We'll check it out on the video.
Have a review. I'll do a video review. I'll do video reviews of applications.
Good stuff.
Yay.
Okay, now
well, you tech news. Joining me on them.
What's that?
What was that?
Okay. Anyway, tech news, Jason. What's tech happening news. In the past week, mate?
First off, one's a bit sad to me. I only just found out. Australian internet whiz Daniel Zakoff, who's become prized FBI informant in a bid to avoid a 75-year jail sentence in the US, may have brought down the multi-billion-dollar American online poker industry. The FBI announced it had charged 11 people, including the founders of three of the largest internet poker companies in the US, with bank fraud, money laundering, and illegal gambling offences. The three poker sites, PokerStars, Full Tilt Poker, and Absolute Poker, have been shut down. It's believed Gold Coast entrepreneur Mr. Zakoff's decision to turn Supergrass and reveal to authorities the secret schemes used by poker companies to illegally launder billions of dollars via phony bank accounts and shell companies helped the FBI and New York prosecutors build their case. These defendants, knowing full well that their business with U.S. customers and U.S. banks was illegal, tried to stack the deck, FBI Assistant Director Janice Frederick, and in announcing today's charges, said. They lied to the banks about the true nature of their business. Now, that's a shame. I had accounts on PokerStars and Full Tilt Poker that I used to play occasionally a while back. I was thinking of getting back into that, but it looks like I won't be doing that again. Mm. So I'll have to find somewhere else to play.
Yep.
Who cares? This really only affects, as far as I know, people in the U.S. because the U.S. is one of not that many countries where online gambling is illegal. It doesn't make any sense that I can drive 50 miles west to the casino and blow all my money, but I can't do it online from the comfort of my own home. I don't see why anyone cares about this anyway.
Yeah, I think it was because of the money laundering they somehow found out about and shouldn't have been doing, but if they stuck to their poker, we would have been fine. Yeah. It's been 6 years since the original Nintendo Wii was announced at Video Game Expo E3 in 2005. Now, as the gaming community prepares for E3 2011, there's talk that it will get a successor. The Wii 2 has been rumored for several years, and to be honest, isn't that huge a surprise. However, now Game Informer has actually squeezed some proper details out of a source. So what's different? It will be HD for a start, according to the source. IGN is also claiming it will be significantly more powerful than the PlayStation 3 and will be aimed at recapturing the hardcore gaming market. The really interesting bit is that Game Informer's source claims Nintendo is trying to embrace the Western gamer and will likely launch a new brand with this console, which, given its indomitable hold over the Asian market, sounds a little risky. Game Informer claims Nintendo is already showing the system to publishers and that the move to HD could be part of an effort to get more multi-platform games such as Portal 2 and Mortal Kombat to the family-friendly system. I'm not sure, but for me, Wii has sort of disappeared off the face of the earth. I don't hear many people talking about it, and definitely not any serious gamers.
I think that's gone off.
The Xbox 360.
Wii and all these other motion-controlled consoles like PlayStation Move and Xbox Kinect, we heard so much about them when they were all announced and shortly after they came out. And now the only thing I see about Kinect is Kinect modifications and how you can use it to do cool stuff on the computer. If Nintendo wants to make this a successful console, you want to include motion, fine. You want to do, you know, a better Wii motion control than what we had before. That's great. But I don't think that should be their primary focus. I think it needs to be more like the traditional Xbox 360 or PlayStation 3 type gaming and not motion control, because that's exactly what's going to make it the same thing all over again. It's going to be a ton of hype, and then it's going to die off a month after it comes out.
More of the same. Yeah, well, I know when the Wii came out, everyone got it because it was so cheap and it had cool games, and then after a while, everyone got rid of it and got a 360 or something.
Yeah, it's like I got agree a Wii, with that. And it, you know, it never gets used. It gets used once every couple months.
Yeah, I sold mine to a friend. What was that, Lee?
Yeah, I agree with Dylan.
You agree?
No, that was me.
Yeah.
Oh, Aaron, sorry.
I agree with Wii.
I sold my Wii.
Yeah, the Wii was really targeted at the casual gaming audience, which was really a good strategy back then. Because, you know, Nintendo blew the others out of the water who were just focusing only on the hardcore gaming market. And so at that time, they did really, really well because, you know, like things where you could play a game like with your family and that sort of stuff, it appealed to people back then. So I sort of agree with Dylan that it could very easily become like the next Sega Dreamcast, where it was just a fantastic box but could bomb. But it's possible that they could do that if they position it wrong, like Dylan was saying. But on the other hand, I think it'd actually go gangbusters, mainly for the fact that Nintendo has all the best brands, you know, Mario, Zelda, people love it. So to be like, people want to play that in HD. Super Mario Galaxy 2 just sold like ridiculous amounts of units on a crappy console. So if they did a high definition version of Super Mario, man, I'd buy it tomorrow. It'd be fun. It'd be awesome. In terms of the controller, I don't know what how they could do it. I mean, it'd probably just be exactly the same thing. But it could do very, very well. And so then all of these publishers who only build games that only work on 360 and PlayStation 3, draw them in as well, get a bit of a larger audience for the console. It could do pretty well, especially if the old Wii games work in this new console.
Yeah, it would be pretty sweet. The world's biggest Pac-Man has officially launched, allowing users to design their own levels so they can be played by anyone who visits the website. The game is a promotion for Microsoft's web browser Internet Explorer 9, but it also works in recent versions of Firefox, Chrome, and Safari. Players can choose from nearly 1,500 mazes at the time of writing. Those who want to craft their own Pac-Mazes can log in using a Facebook account and get cracking. The website was developed by Australian agency Soap for Microsoft and Namco, the owner of Pac-Man. You can check out the Pac-Man project at worldsbiggestpacman.com. That thing's never going to die. I think everyone loves Pac-Man.
I actually got that game on the iPad the other day. Great game.
Yeah? Which one? Was it a championship one?
The newer one. The newer one just came out. $1.99.
Oh, okay. I've got the championship Pac-Man. That's pretty nice.
Cool.
It's got some interesting differences to the original and upgrades.
Good stuff, mate.
Bloomberg is reporting that Apple will finally deliver the white iPhone 4 by the end of April after a 10-month wait. There it is, the unicorn that never was going to come.
Yes, about time.
Magical unicorn. The new version will be available from AT&T and Verizon Wireless by the end of April, said one of the people who asked not to be identified because the plans aren't public. The release was stalled as Apple resolved manufacturing challenges, including paint that peeled under heat, one person said. Bloomberg sources reveal that the issue that caused the delay involved the white paint peeling under heat. After the initial delays, Apple said the white iPhone could ship by spring 2011. The new model may help boost sales of the iPhone 4, which has been on the market since June of 2010. Bloomberg also confirms previous reports that Apple is not planning on introducing a new phone at WWDC, possibly waiting until later this year to introduce the iPhone 5. And for me, that's awful because I've been waiting for the iPhone 5 to come out in June because my contract with the 3GS is just about finished.
Well, so you're going to get the iPhone 5, Jason, when it comes out, mate?
Yes.
You are?
When?
When?
Whenever it comes out. I don't know when now. Yeah, people keep saying later in next year.
I reckon just get the iPhone 4, mate, and just be done with it, I reckon. That's up to you.
But it's going to be a 5.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway. Who cares?
Yeah, who cares? Seriously.
No iPhone for me. I think I'm going to go. I've been saying this forever now, but Android phone with Wi-Fi hotspot capability and just a Wi-Fi iPad original.
Yeah, you're getting an iPad, aren't you, Dylan?
Yeah, not a white iPhone. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to go with the iPad 2. I'm not going to get an iPhone 4 or 5. I'm just going to get an original iPad and an Android phone.
Yep. And make sure it
Jason,
has
please hotspot. Don't cry.
I'm holding back the tears, man. Seriously.
All right, let's talk about an iPad app called ShowYou. Jason, this application you may like, and also Dylan may like as well, and if you're watching videos on your iPad.
Yeah,
your
tell iPhone us about call. It.
You can actually share videos with your friends that you're following on Twitter and Facebook. You can leave comments and that sort of good stuff. It's a great application. Yeah, it's really cool, and I recommend getting it. It's free too.
Cool.
And
that's iPad only. It's not for iPhone or anything.
For both iPhone and
for
iPad.
Both.
Yep, for both.
Right.
And that's free on the App Store. I'm going to have them guys on very soon on the show.
Interview them.
Yep.
Let's have a look. So, what have we got?
Yeah.
This is ShowYou brings a new vision of TV to the iPad. While Time Warner Cable and Cablevision deliver conventional television programming to their customers' iPads, other companies are trying to use the tablet to redefine what TV might be. A good example is San Francisco-based Remixation, the company behind VodPod, which unveils an intriguing online video application for the iPad Wednesday. The free app ShowYou enables people to create and watch personalized streams of online video. Instead of relying on the talents of TV studios and network programming executives, it draws from user-generated content sites, YouTube, Vimeo, and TED at the moment, and social networks, Facebook, Twitter, and VodPod, and takes advantage of the touchscreen on the iPad or iPhone or iPod Touch to make it easier to navigate through the grid of shows rather than the upside-down left-right buttons of a TV remote. The short-term goal is to be the best app on your phone or your tablet for finding video and sharing it with friends, Chief Executive Mark Hall said. but more the more provocative long-term vision is to become a primetime TV alternative.
Yep.
Sounds interesting.
It does.
It doesn't accommodate videos from major TV networks or Hulu, doesn't support Flash, can, however, be displayed on a big television screen if you've got an Apple TV set-top box using Apple's AirPlay technology.
There you go.
Remember you were talking about that, Brad.
Yes, indeed. You can use AirPlay. And thanks to Robert Scoble for letting me know about this application. You rock, mate.
Yeah, he finds out about a lot of the new interesting stuff.
He does. He does indeed. He's been to Facebook, and he must have a good job, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good on to Robert Scoble. Quick plug to him.
I'll have to test that out.
Yeah, please do. What else is there? This in music. I just want to mention something. You guys are probably not really into this band. The Beastie Boys are bringing out a new album very shortly, and also the single is out right now called Make Some Noise. Check it out. Great song.
Awesome noise, isn't it?
Yeah, Make Some Noise. Great song. Dylan, I'm not sure if you're in the Beastie Boys. Were you in the Beastie Boys, mate?
I listen to a little bit of everything.
Okay. Yeah, check that song out. Make Some Noise. Great song.
I will. Well, every other song you've ever told me to listen to has been good, so
yeah,
I'll have to check it out.
And the new album comes out at the end of April, so it's going to be good. Can't wait.
Cool.
And anything else you want to add? Anything else before we're going to go? Aaron, any news, mate, you want to put in the podcast?
Actually, something I just wanted to add quickly. I heard you guys talking last week on the podcast about the Commodore 64. And Dylan, I heard you say that you were wondering whether it could be converted into a Hackintosh. So I decided to check it out. And it turns out you can, quite easily, actually.
Well, that's really cool, though I wasn't here last week, I don't know who that was. But yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, you were here last week. You were here last week.
Yeah.
Was I?
You were talking about it, yes.
Yeah, you were here last week.
No, last week my internet was out. My internet was out last week.
Oh, that's right.
It was
right.
A week before.
You were talking...
You were here last week, not the one before.
Yeah, the one before, yeah. You were here when Harmony was on.
Okay.
I have no memory. I don't remember topics or shows or anything.
He doesn't even plan for the podcast.
It must have been me.
The one when you were speaking to Hermione.
Yeah. Yeah, that's when he was on that for the one. Yeah, he was.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, yeah, so the C64, the new one, it's just a normal computer. And, it's pretty weak and lame. It's got an Intel Atom CPU in it, so it's about as powerful as a netbook. But they just beef it up with, you know, more RAM. It's got like 4 gigs of RAM, an NVIDIA Ion video card. But as long as it's Intel CPU, then it can be converted into a Hackintosh. So, I wrote up an article about it. You might want to check that out on oztechnews.com. And I linked to an article where you can convert a Dell Mini V laptop into a Hackintosh, and all the same instructions would work for that, and you can do it. It's quite easy.
Cool, man.
Yeah, keep in mind, if you do this to your hardware, you will most likely void your warranties, and you're certainly breaking some terms of service agreements, so don't expect any support for any hardware or software that you use in the process of getting a Hackintosh. I'll just
and
just like if
us.
You jailbreak your iPhone, your support is gone.
Yeah, and don't come to us with the bill, because we won't pay it.
Yeah.
I think the biggest, most popular pages on my own bangrock.com website are how to convert a Dell 9510 into a Hackintosh and also an Asus laptop. I get a lot of big hits, particularly for the
people
Dell
like their Hackintoshes.
Yeah.
I wonder if I could do it on my i7 machine, because I've got enough hard drives in this thing. I could just dedicate all a hard drive to it. I just don't know if everything's compatible or not. But wouldn't it be nice to have an Intel i7 Hackintosh?
Yeah, we look forward to the how-to video showing us how you did it.
Dude, if I can figure out how to do it, I will do it. If everything's compatible, I'll do it.
Sweet.
We know.
Good stuff.
Very fast Macintosh.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Lee, any news?
I got I found a quick news story here.
Sure,
that's, I'll throw this in. If you haven't got your iPad yet, assuming you live in the U.S. and your local stores around you have been sold out and you didn't want to wait for the really long pre-orders, Best Buy is supposedly going to have stock in on Sunday, every Best Buy around the country. According to Engadget.com, they claim that each one will have a minimum 3 slates each, which in many cases is not going to be enough. But maybe if you get to Best Buy early enough in the morning on Sunday, you can get yourself an iPad too.
Good
get there Saturday night.
Yeah. Camp out there.
Camping out again.
Crazy. All right, let's have a chat to Lee. Lee, what's been going on with you, mate? Any news on your blog or anything like that? What's been going on with you, mate?
Champ, I've not had a chance to scratch myself in the last week. Although, in saying that, I am looking at getting myself a new mobile phone.
Oh, yeah?
And there's some pretty crazy mobile phones that have come to the market. I've been looking at a LG Optimus 2X dual core.
Good phone.
They've actually pulled their fingers out, and they now have a dual core 1 gigahertz mobile phone on the market running Android 2.3, which I'm very heavily looking at. I'll link it on the bottom of this podcast. But yeah, in terms of specs, you know, it's got a NVIDIA Tegra GPU in a phone.
Nice.
It's actually got more processing power in terms of graphics and CPU than most netbooks on the market, and it actually leaves the iPad 2 for dead.
What's the battery life though?
Probably an hour.
And yeah, that'll run angry like bird sweet.
So if you carry a wall socket in your back pocket, probably an awesome thing. That's one thing I'm a little scared at is it's great to put all these NVIDIA cards and all these different things, but I'm still pretty keen to get one simply for the fact that it's got nearly as much processing power as my netbook.
What I'm envisioning, Lee, is that it's an excellent excuse to dress up like you're in Ghostbusters. So you have one of those big packs on your back, and you can walk around with something with the leaf coming out of it.
That is exactly walk around with some 12 volt cells on my back with an inverter.
Yeah, and just chase after people with your Optimus 2X and zap people, and it's like, I'm not chasing ghosts, I'm chasing angry birds, you know?
Who are you going to call?
You know, it's so weird to me how, the smartphone revolution is going. These phones are getting more powerful almost at the same rate as PCs. It seems like they're doubling, if not more, in power every year. We've got dual-core phones with a gig plus of RAM and these amazing graphics chips in them. So we're seeing developments in every area of the smartphone except one, the battery. And mm-hmm. I don't understand why no one has mentioned, hey, new battery technology or these new long-lasting, better batteries than what we had before. We can only make these phones so much more powerful before we just don't have battery technology to give anyone more than 2 or 3 hours of battery life.
It seems to be something that's eluding everyone for now.
Or people in denial about it, and the ones that sell it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right, guys.
Toss up between price or
phones are going to be. Phones are going to get bigger because they're going to put two batteries per phone. It's going to be a phone as they get more powerful, they're just going to get bigger.
Well, that's an interesting point, Dylan, that you bring up, because it's heavily rumored that the iPhone 5 will have a 4-inch screen. So if Apple make that phone just a fraction bit bigger, it means that they could put just a little bit bigger of a battery in it, and it would get longer battery life as a result.
And you'll still get the same probably crappy 5-6 hour battery life once you start running a bunch of apps in the background, and you know it's stupid. I mean, we need better batteries, or people just need to quit being so obsessed with running so many apps at once on your phone. Put it away for a minute.
Mm, I agree.
That's of course coming from a non-smartphone user.
All right. Well, anything else you want to add before we go, guys? This has been episode 122. Jason, great news as always, mate.
Thank you.
And great videos.
And they can find me at www.jasonoakley.me and follow me on Twitter, WAULOK Warlock.
And also you can follow me on Twitter, Brad Oz, Tech Webcast and Tech Luster, and on Facebook, Tech Webcast. Dylan. Where can I find you, mate?
Dylan Combs TV on Twitter. Combs.tv is the website, and Windows Guru 84 on YouTube. That's where I'm at.
And Lee, where can they find you, mate?
Mate, you can find me at techluster.com.
Are you on Twitter?
I've tweeted 4 times in the last 2 years, so probably not a good thing.
They follow me.
Oh, that's funny.
And Aaron?
I'm at oztechnews.com, oztechnews.com, and also oztechnews on Twitter.
Yes, and always, yeah, make sure you follow that dude. He puts out some great news. And Lee, tweet more, mate, can you?
I'll try.
Yeah.
Twitter's and cool. I thought my tweet count was low, and I've got 5,100. Brad's got, how many tweets are you up to now, Brad?
I'm not sure.
You got to be in like the top 100 all time.
I'm not gazillion. Sure. Probably 2 million.
Brad, okay, get this.
He never shuts up. That's the problem.
I tweet all the time.
How the hell does this, someone explain this, how the hell does this make sense? I've got 21,000 followers, and I've tweeted 5,100 times. Brad has 828 followers and has tweeted 49,000 times.
Wow. That is a lot.
Nice job, Brad. Hey, Brad, all you got to do is you need 442 more tweets to hit 50,000.
Okay.
And I bet that's going to happen by this time next week.
I've only got 542 followers, and mine's over 16,000 now.
Yeah, follow Warlock. He needs more followers. Following. He does a good job on Tech Webcast.
I need more followers.
Yeah, so did Dylan.
Everybody, no. Follow everybody.
Yes, indeed. And also, I do want to mention the friendly iPad. I've got an update the other day. It works really well now. It doesn't crash or nothing. So.
And there was an update for iOS too, wasn't there?
Yep, yesterday, yep. The other day, yep.
I haven't installed that yet on mine, so I'll have to try that out. Anything interesting?
Not really. Not really.
Just stop some crashing or security or something?
That sort of thing.
Cool.
And that's about it.
Tech Webcast.
And stay tuned. We're back on May 31st. April 31st.
Yes, we're not here next week because Easter holidays.
Yep.
And also because we lost the game.
Yes, and Aaron, thanks, mate. Come back anytime, Aaron.
Of course.
And Lee, come back anytime, mate.
Mate, I'll be here next week.
And you'll be here tomorrow too.
You'll be here next week, but none of us will be.
Yeah.
All right.
Good luck with that, buddy. Yeah.
And happy Easter, dudes.
Yeah, happy Easter. Yeah.
And Mud Kids.
And Mud Kids. And Dylan, you lost the game.
Hey guys, you're listening to Tech Webcast. This is Cody P. Christian of CBC Studios. Hey, if you're in the need for web design, web development, or multimedia services, please check out www.cpcstudios.com. That's cpcstudios.com.
This is Tech Webcast. Computers.
Technology. Gadgets.
And other geeky stuff.
It's on iTunes. It's awesome.
And it's from the future.
Follow us at twitter.com/techwebcast.
And
on Facebook. And check techwebcast.info for info. Tech Webcast.
Turn on. Tune in. Drop on.